From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. The United States presented for the first time pieces of what it said were Iranian weapons supplied to the Iran-aligned Houthi militia in Yemen, describing it as conclusive evidence that Tehran was violating UN resolutions. The U.S. Defense Department put the fragments of weaponry on display and explained how it concluded that they came from Iran. The arms included charred remnants of what the Pentagon said was an Iranian-made short-range ballistic missile fired from Yemen on November 4th at King Khalid International Airport outside Saudi Arabia's capital Riyadh, as well as a drone and anti-tank weapon recovered in Yemen by the Saudis. At least 17 people are dead and another 15 wounded after a suicide bomber attacked the main police training facility in Mogadishu, Somalia. Andrew Polishewski has the details.
Police were rehearsing for an upcoming parade commemorating the 74th anniversary of the creation of Somalia's police force when the bomber entered the General Kahiye Police Academy early Thursday disguised as a policeman. A police officer tells VOA Somali they are investigating the possibility that the bomber may have spent the night in the academy. But the state-run Somali National News Agency says the man was wearing a tracksuit and emerged from residential areas near the academy before detonating his explosive vest. The militant Islamist group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack, claiming 27 police officers were killed. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Thursday that some of his opponents in next year's election would destabilize Russia and usher chaos. And this is VOA News. Jeff Custer reports Reuters news agency called on Myanmar to immediately release two of its journalists.
Wang Lun and Zha Sa-u were arrested for possessing what the government is calling important secret papers obtained from two policemen who had worked in Rakhine State. Violence in that region, blamed on security forces, has forced more than 630,000 minority Rohingya Muslims to flee into neighboring Bangladesh. The Ministry of Information said Wednesday the journalists and policemen will be charged under the country's colonial-era Official Secret Act, which carries penalties of up to 14 years in prison. Reuters President and Editor-in-Chief Stephen J. Adler said in a statement, "We are outraged by this blatant attack on press freedom." Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Sri Lanka has become the 163rd country to join the Mine Ban Treaty. The treaty prohibits the use, production, stockpiling, and transfer of mines that many nations have deemed barbaric. Lisa Schlein reports.
Campaigners hope Sri Lanka's accession to the Mine Ban Treaty will inspire the last three South Asian holdouts, Pakistan, Nepal, and India, to join the convention. Firoz Alizada is campaigns and communications manager of the International Campaign to Ban Landmines.
This decision would hopefully help Sri Lanka to speed up and clear and destroy those landmines, and also provide assistance to that significant number of landmine victims in the country.
Alizada says landmines have killed and maimed more than 22,000 people in Sri Lanka over the years. The Landmine Monitor 2017, which was published Thursday, says Myanmar and Syria were the only countries that used landmines during the past year.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang said China submitted an official protest with the United States Thursday after President Donald Trump signed into law a measure that could result in U.S. naval warships visiting Tehran. Visiting Taiwan.
The Taiwan sections of the relevant U.S. law were not legally binding. They seriously violate the One China policy and the U.S.-China three joint communiques and constitute an interference in China's internal affairs. China is resolutely opposed to this, and we have already lodged stern representations with the U.S. government.
Trump signed defense budget legislation that authorizes the possibility of mutual visits between Taiwan and the U.S. This is VOA News from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.